This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a five-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school football, the Seguin Matadors were shut out 49-0 by New Braunfels in the 113th edition of the Guadalupe River Bowl on Friday night in New Braunfels. The loss, coupled with Bernie Champion's win over Wagner on Friday night, officially eliminated the Matadors from the playoffs. New Braunfels clinched a playoff spot with their 12th straight victory over Seguin. Linebacker Julius Rivera led the Matador defense with 10 tackles in the loss. Wide receiver Elliot Weaver had 11 catches for 73 yards, giving him 70 receptions on the season. Weaver is 70 yards shy of 1,000 yards receiving on the year. The Matadors will close their season this Friday against San Antonio MacArthur at Matador Stadium. The game kicks off at 7 p.m., and you'll be able to hear it on KWED. The Navarro Panthers fell 24-14 to Lago Vista Friday at Irwin Lee Field in their final regular season game of 2025. Navarro quarterback Austin Davidson threw a TD pass to Riley Blevins in the loss. Running back Dylan Trotty ran for the other Panthers score. Defensively for Navarro, Eli Baker had an interception. Mason Berry and Corbin Bennis each recovered fumbles. The Panthers finished their season 2-4 in District 13-4A. Navarro will have their bye this Friday in the final week of the regular season, and they'll wait to see their playoff fate. Navarro will clinch the final playoff spot in the district if Gonzales and Lago Vista lose their games this week. Lago Vista will host Wimberley this Friday, while Gonzales plays at home against Gerald. Gerald and Wimberley are currently tied for first place in the district with Salado. And the Marion Bulldogs fell to Class 3A 4th-ranked Llano 44-27 Friday night in Marion. The Bulldogs fell to 2-2 in District 13-3A. The Yellow Jackets improved to 4-0. Marion quarterback Cade Pape threw for two touchdowns, giving him 29 on the season. Pape also went over 2,000 yards passing on the season on Friday night. Jaden Riley caught one of Pape's TDs, giving him 21 touchdown receptions on the year. Blake Birdwell led the Bulldog defense with 14 tackles. Eli Parker had a fumble recovery. The Bulldogs clinched a playoff spot with Luling's loss to Ingram Moore on Friday night. Marion will close their regular season this Friday night at Florence. College football, Reese Dietrich threw for 187 yards and two touchdowns. Levante Henry caught both touchdowns, and Cabrantre Williams ran for 74 yards and a score as Texas Lutheran romped past McMurray 42-13 Saturday night in Abilene. With the win, Texas Lutheran clinched their spot in the 2025 Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference Championship game in Little Rock in 2 weeks. The Bulldogs will conclude their regular season schedule this Saturday as they travel to Batesville, Arkansas to face Lyon College. Turning to high school volleyball, all three area teams play in the area round of the playoffs. On Tuesday, the Seguin Lady Matadors, who defeated San Antonio John Jay last week in the bi-district round, take on Smithson Valley in the Class 5A area round. The Lady Mats and Lady Rangers will meet for the second straight year in the area round. Smithson Valley eliminated Seguin from the playoffs last season. The area match between Seguin and Smithson Valley takes place at Schertz Clemens High School. First serve is set for 6 p.m. on Tuesday. The Marion Lady Bulldogs, winners over Hondo last week in the Class 3A bi-district round, take on Columbus in the area round on Tuesday. Marion has won 15 straight matches. Columbus is ranked 6th in the latest Class 3A state volleyball poll. The Lady Bulldogs and Lady Cardinals meet on Tuesday night at Gonzales High School. First serve is set for 6:30 p.m. And the Navarro Lady Panthers in the Class 4A area round, after defeating Carrizo Springs, will take on Wimberley in the second round on Tuesday at Smithson Valley High School. The Lady Panthers and Lady Texans met last year in the regional finals, with Wimberley winning on their way to a state championship. The Lady Texans are ranked 3rd in the latest Class 4A state volleyball poll. Tuesday night's area match between Navarro and Wimberley will take place at Smithson Valley High School starting at 7 p.m. And finally, cross country. Navarro's Lilia Flo ran at the state championship in Round Rock on Saturday. The senior completed her career with an 18th place finish at the Class 4A state meet, crossing the finish line with a time of 11:52.4. Flo improved on her 71st place finish at the state meet in her junior year last season. She was named to the Cross Country Coaches Association of Texas All-State Team. Flo set a Navarro High School record in October at the Class 4A Region 4 Championship in Corpus Christi, winning a bronze medal with a time of 11:48.71 in the two-mile race. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.